This is the Texas Standard. When it comes to Texas music, many of us have opinions, but relatively few of us can be said to be true scholars on the matter. Alan Govenar is one of the latter. Govenar has studied Texas blues and written award-winning books about the subject for more years than many modern blues artists have been making music. But his latest work is, in a very real sense, the realization of a dream started by others. Paul Oliver and Mac McCormick, respected musicologists, had planned what was long anticipated to be the definitive work on the Texas blues, but for reasons both personal and professional, it turned into an unwieldy monster of a manuscript, utterly abandoned in the 1970s. Until now. The writing, rescued by Govenar and colleague Kip Lornell, has been completed and finally released as The Blues Come to Texas. Alan Govenar, did I get that mostly right? This was an anticipated set of manuscripts that many people thought would come together as a kind of definitive statement of scholarship about blues in Texas.
When I was starting to get interested in blues in the 1960s and 70s, this book was thought to be the holy grail of blues books. And it was a collaboration between two, in a way, unlikely collaborators.
One was British, right?
Paul Oliver was British. He was a historian of the vernacular architecture of the world.
Mac McCormick was sort of a prickly sort, wasn't he?
Well, he was, but in the 1950s, Mac, like Paul, was a record collector. Paul was writing for the British journal Music Mirror, and Mac was an avid reader of this journal.
Right.
At that point in time, blues and jazz were seen as inextricably linked, almost in an evolutionary way. The blues was seen as an antecedent to jazz. Through their research and the research of others, it became clear that blues was its own distinct art form.
You'll never have nothing long as you live in Sugarland.
Let's talk a little bit about the blues in Texas in particular, because I think most of our listeners may associate the blues with the Mississippi Delta more than Texas per se.
Paul and Mac had the idea that they were focusing on something more than just Texas as defined by its state lines. They came up with this idea of greater Texas to include Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. Paul, through his work, traveled extensively in Africa. Paul and Mac, particularly Paul, saw this Deep East Texas as being the crucible of the blues.
Why Deep East Texas as the crucible?
Well, there was the last vestiges of the illegal slave trade that continued in Texas into the 1830s. Mm-hmm. A statistic that I found particularly telling was that in 1867, when they were registering newly freed African Americans to vote in Deep East Texas, more than 200 people, when asked their place of birth, said Africa, which meant that the instruments that are alluded to in the WPA, Farm Security Administration interviews, there are lots of references to banjos.
Depression era interviews, yeah.
Lots of references to fiddles and banjos. The descriptions of these instruments were very much the kinds of instruments that you found in West Africa. There was an area of Deep East Texas that people referred to as Little Senegal. Now, Mac McCormick, in addition to Paul's work, had done some pioneering research related to a musician, Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas, mm-hmm. who recorded with the quills, which was an African instrument. Reeds that are, you know, bamboo shoots that are tied together to make a little instrument. You know, it's something you blow into.
When you were trying to finish this book, you know, put it together into a whole, was there anything that particularly surprised you?
Well, what was particularly remarkable to me was the level of research that Mac did. During the early 1960s, he worked as a census taker, and he studied blues in a way that it really hadn't been studied before. So if Black Boy Shine lived in a particular little town in Texas, Black Boy Shine was dead. He tracked down relatives through the census process. He would go to the neighbors. He'd talk to the barber. He'd talk to the grocer. He'd talk to the people that had the little country store down the road. And so you get this detail of the life of these musicians in their community. So there are many, many stories. One of the standouts for me is the interview that Mac did with Carrie Jefferson, who was Blind Lemon Jefferson's younger sister.
Right.
That interview and what it was like growing up in East Texas in this little enclave of sharecroppers was remarkable. Blind Lemon sneaking out the window, getting caught by his parents, Blind Lemon playing a concertina which had belonged to his father. Just the whole early life, him playing for different, you know, as she called, ring shout or ring play kinds of games, him playing little country dances, just, you know, playing religious music. It just gave, it filled out the picture of Blind Lemon. And I've been writing about Blind Lemon for 2 decades.
Can't tell my future, I can't tell my past. Lord, it seems like every minute sure gonna be my last.
But then there's the countless number of blues piano players and the evolution of these, not just one sound of Texas blues piano, but the multitude of sounds. The musicians themselves, known and unknown. For example, Robert Shaw, who was very well known,
right,
and certainly to people in Austin,
right,
he was part of what was called the Santa Fe group. Each, it seemed that these different strains, for example, just a blues piano, related to the railroad lines as they ran through Texas. Because so many of these barrel house pianos played in barrel houses, which were strung out along the railroad line. They played in brothels along the railroad line. And they, you know, the beat up pianos ended up in these little joints strung out on the east, west, north, south railroads.
So in a sense, the history of blues in Texas sort of mirrors the trajectory of Texas itself at the start of the 20th century on into today, in a sense.
Definitely. And if you listen to the music, you really get a sense of the life and the times. But it also makes it easier to connect to the present.
Leave it walking.
Alan Governor is a music scholar. He's also author of several books on music and the blues in particular. One of them, of course, Blues, The Rise of a Contemporary Sound, Everyday Music, and many other books. His latest work is the completion, I suppose you could say, of Paul Oliver and Mac McCormick's unfinished work. Blues Come to Texas is the title. Thanks so much for taking time to come and talk with us on the Texas Standard, Alan. Good to see you.
Great seeing you, and thanks so much.